Your source for cruise news and planning. From Royal to Disney, this is Rope Drop on Deck.
Welcome aboard to another Rope Drop on Deck. I am Doug McKnight, here with Michelle McKnight. And Michelle, it's been a busy couple of weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah, we wrapped up our regular season of speech, and we are...
And our postseason.
Well, we still have nationals, so okay. Not really. But we are gaining a little bit of time to spend on the podcast, so hopefully from now on out, we'll be weekly.
Wow, big, again. Big promises from Michelle.
Well, we'll go, maybe.
So thanks
more
for sticking
frequently,
with us.
More frequently than every other week. Well, we have graduation coming up, so... Yep.
Okay. Promises not being made. All right, there you go. And today we're going to talk about how and what we picked for our excursions on our upcoming Alaskan cruise today. So stick around for that. But first, an Apple Podcast review. Leave us a 5-star review and we will read it on air. This one is titled Love It, 5 stars by MStekler1.
Yep, you got that one right.
All right. This is my new favorite podcast. I listened to so many episodes as we prepared for our first Disney cruise, and I'm back listening to more episodes as I dream about booking our next trip. Doug and Michelle keep it light, informative, and bring an objective perspective based on experience. All right, very nice.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yes, I like to think we're objective. And I think today you'll see that too when we talk about some of the excursions options as well. Objective, right?
Yep.
All right. Moving along to everyone's favorite part of the show, the words of the day. That's right. I said words, Michelle. The words of the day today are inside passage.
So the inside passage is a web of waterways that runs from Seattle to the southeastern Alaska panhandle. It is a common network for ships as it offers protected smooth as glass sailing. It's one of the few routes in the world where water deep enough for cruise ships to sidle up to cliffs. Sorry.
Get right on next up to.
I don't know.
Right next to cliffs.
It encompasses islands, coves, bays, national parks, and fjords, and it gives you an opportunity to explore remote towns only accessible by boat or plane, and it's truly magical.
Wow, a little Disney twist at the end of that definition.
It's actually Holland America's definition. I'll just give you that. So thank you, Holland America.
That's their biggest contribution to the show so far.
Yeah, probably.
You do book Holland America, though.
I do, yeah.
Yes.
We just haven't had a chance to see them.
They have their demographic. We are not it.
We can be.
You like to take our kids places.
I do. That's... And kids can go on them.
Can go.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I have clients that take their kids.
I don't think our kids can.
Our kids were spoiled at Disney to begin with, and so I think that probably skewed their view of
way
cruising.
To go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ruined them.
Yeah.
We ruined them. All right, on to the news. Lots of news, because we took 2 weeks. So, and I think most of this news happened this week.
Right.
Busy, busy news week in cruising. So our news is brought to you by backtothemouse.com. Go check out backtothemouse.com for all kinds of things. One of the fun things they do is the lowest cruise fare per night on Disney. How often does that come out?
Well, I just got it today. It comes out once a month.
Once a month. Yeah. So this one will have summer of 2025 on it. So if you're looking for Alaska of 2025, I doubt it will be on the list of the cheapest per night. No.
No.
No, probably not.
No.
Not Alaska. Sorry, folks.
No.
But you can see what is.
Although I literally just quoted something for someone in September 2025 for Disney for Alaska, and I was actually, it's actually fairly low for what I've seen for Alaska.
So,
yes, September is always lower than the rest of the year. But
yeah, school's back in.
Yeah, but
it's a little cooler.
A little bit lower than I expected. So just in case, don't count Disney out.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know. All right. Well, the big news, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. If you haven't seen the video of the bridge collapsing by now, I worry about how you found a podcast on the internet, but not that video. Would you say that's an accurate thing to say?
Yeah, and
it's everywhere.
I get, once news like this, something like this happens, like it engulfs me. So I saw it everywhere. Everywhere I turned, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere.
Yeah, and thoughts go out to the family of the people that passed away in that tragedy and everybody else impacted. I know looking at from the crew's perspective, there's people that work in that port that I don't know what they're doing for the next month or so.
Yeah.
Work-wise. And yeah. That's a horrible thing as well. It's not a loss of life, no, but the financial impact on Baltimore is going to be huge. So we're a cruise podcast, so let's look at this from the cruise angle. Right now, Carnival and Royal were using this port. The good news is no ships were in the port when the bridge went down. No one is trapped.
Right.
So,
and I mean, honestly, even if it was that day, I don't know that would have been, because it happened at one in the morning.
Right.
So
it would have been just before anybody got in. It would have been
like, you know, a crew sitting in port for a whole day, basically.
Right, which would be weird.
Yeah.
So. And they're not going to want to do that. Norwegian also could potentially be impacted. They use it coming up in late April or June. I can't remember. But right now it's Norwegian and Carnival. Both had ships that would eventually be returning to port, and they have both decided to use Norfolk. That's not how you say it, is it? It's Norfolk. Norfolk?
What?
How do you, there's one, Norfolk.
Norfolk.
I don't know. There's one in Nebraska, and you say it differently in Virginia and Nebraska.
Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay.
I'm right.
Oh, I know I'm wrong.
Yeah.
On every count. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Royal Caribbean's Vision of the Seas was cruising in and out of Baltimore currently. They were on a 12-night Caribbean cruise way down to the U.S. Virgin Islands and St. Martin and St. Lucia. Oh, it looks fantastic. Wish I was on it. They were supposed to return to Baltimore April 4th, but they will be going to Virginia instead. Cruise lines helping people get back to their flights, back to their cars. It's not right next door. One place I heard it was like a 4-hour drive. One place told me it was a 6-hour drive. I don't know who to trust on that. I think it might have been the time of day that I put it into Google Maps. Anywho, so it's not like it's right next door, the port. So Royal Caribbean, that's how they're impacted. And they've moved the next couple cruises down to Virginia as well. So I'm avoiding saying the name of the city.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah, just saying Virginia.
Yeah.
But they got complimentary shuttles going to and from the cities to help get people who's... I mean, because the next couple cruises have been moved, but if you already have your flights booked, I mean, that you're kind of stuck in Baltimore. So they're going to help get people moved around. But talk about a headache for travelers. You got your flights, your pre-cruise, post-cruise hotels, potentially... Yeah, a lot going on. All right, Carnival. The Carnival Legend was sailing round-trip Bahamian cruises. It's a 2,124-passenger vessel, in case you didn't know. They're sailing to Bimini, Nassau, and Freeport, and then back up to Baltimore. So now they're going to Virginia as well. Carnival's working with free busing for the people back up to Baltimore and you know, back and forth. They also have the Carnival Legend selling out of Baltimore. It's
the same one we just talked about.
Oh, it switches from Bahamas to the Caribbean next.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that cruise looks a lot more exciting than just going to three different Bahama ports. Yeah. No offense, Bahamas, but like they're the same. Yeah. A lot of the same. Anywho, so Carnival Legend is going in and out of there. They also have a plan. April 7th is their transatlantic cruise for Carnival. So the good news is, after April 7th, it's not going to affect the Carnival Legend. However, beginning April 7th is the Carnival Pride comes to town, and so that will also be out of Virginia now. They're estimating a $63 million impact on the revenue from this bridge collapse, just on the port closures. So... when you include, that's cruising port closures. And that's only two ships at the moment. When they estimate in the cargo ship calculations, it's $2 to $3 billion impact on the port of Baltimore. So yeah, it's a big deal. I don't know. Any other thoughts on this, Michelle?
It's going to take a long time to dig all that stuff out of the water.
Right. And people are like, how can they not just get it out right away? Like, it's a very shallow and narrow thing, and it's heavy.
Yeah.
Bridges are heavy.
It didn't look like it when it fell down, but,
no, right.
But it was.
And I think a lot of people are off on their scale, because that ship that hit it, is huge. Like, massive.
And it was full.
And full. Think how heavy that thing would have been. Yeah. And that's why it had so much momentum that took it down. No, it wasn't moving fast, but it had momentum. It's physics. So, yeah, I think the whole scale, people think that it's just this little tiny bridge. No, it's a massive bridge. Thousands and thousands of pounds per little section. And you can't just, like, it didn't break into tiny little bits and pieces to pull out. It's huge girders, and there's only so many cranes on Earth that can lift things that size. And if they can lift it, where are they lifting it to? It's a pretty complicated thing. Like, they're going to involve divers and all kinds of stuff to go and cut up things that aren't meant to be cut. Okay, let's move on. The Disney treasure floats out to make way for the Disney Destiny. First up, because it's been 2 weeks, we need to address the elephant in the room. That is the name Disney Destiny. Michelle, we have not really spoke about this. What are your thoughts and feelings about the name of the third Wish or Triton class ship, the Disney Destiny?
Eh. The announcement was weird. I'm not very excited about the name, but oh well. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Another D, Disney Dream, Disney Destiny. It just doesn't roll off the tip of your tongue. Disney Treasure, Disney Wish, Disney Destiny. I don't know. Just doesn't do it for me.
It's not the name of, like, a fireworks show. So the Treasure and Destiny don't really fit. I like the Adventure because that's a land in the
You're
box.
You're just mad because they didn't name an Imagination.
Yes, I'm going to be mad until they name a ship the Imagination. Yeah. And Figment is the statue in the atrium. So that's mainly what I'm concerned about. So the Disney Destiny is coming our way.
And just to clarify, it didn't actually float out. It floated up.
Floated up. Sorry. Yeah, it My stays bad.
In the... Yeah.
But they're getting ready to move it to make way for the...
Right.
Disney Destiny. The treasure. They're moving the treasure to make way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the news. They floated it. It floats. The treasure floats.
You said float out.
So I did say float out. It did not float out. There's fireworks involved with the float out, but they have flooded the dry dock. It is no longer dry under the Disney treasure. It is floating. So up in the Meyerwerf shipyard in somewhere Germany, Poppenburg or something like that, Germany. There you go. That's the news. I'm not a huge fan of Disney Destiny either.
Maybe I was crazy, but I didn't expect it that week that it came out.
So they're announcing as much stuff as they can before the shareholders vote on April 3rd because of the green mail takeover. They're trying really hard to see, like, hey, we're still magical, which they are. The green mail people need to go away.
When itineraries didn't come out.
They needed to crunch it in here.
That was too much crunch. I think some people didn't even catch it because they were...
I think if you announce it tomorrow, there's people that have already...
Not tomorrow, last week.
Yeah, but there's people that have already voted by proxy, and they needed... Oh, they could have gone the week before the announcement.
Yeah, this was 2 weeks ago, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, moving on.
All right. It floated. That's good. All right. In other news, Carnival Cruise Line caught on fire again. The Carnival Freedom was the ship that caught on fire and the Whale Tail burned long ago, back in 2022. And guess what happened to the Carnival Freedom again? It was on fire again. However, this time, I mean, it's not Carnival's fault. It got struck by lightning on March 23rd. They were able to manage to make it back to Port Canaveral to get the passengers off. And then they canceled their next two cruises. I think there are 3- and 4-nighters. And they went over to Freeport, where they have dry docks over there, because the damage was too extensive to continue cruising. So they're going to have to fix that up. Now, the Freedom, if you weren't following along, got hit, caught on fire in 22. It just, like, a month ago, got the new Whale Tail on it. Like, they just finally fixed it.
I don't know that I'd book a cruise on it again.
I would not recommend... I think Carnival just needs to leave the Whale Tail off of this one. Because this is a sign from God.
Yeah.
So Carnival Freedom on fire again. No one was hurt or injured. Several eyewitness accounts of the Whale Tail being back on. Okay, they fixed the Whale Tail in October of 23. But it took over a year to fabricate it, get it back on, and all that jazz. And then here it is, burnt to a crisp again.
What's crazy is Royal Caribbean Freedom of the Seas also caught on fire at one point. There was a fire on board. The same day as a wedding.
Yeah, we went on the Freedom.
We did.
You didn't warn me about this fire hazard.
No.
Okay, so Freedom ships, questionable. All right, anyway.
But Royal Caribbeans are great.
Yes.
Just
a joke.
Coincidence.
All right, this next news item, while there's lots of other news I filter through and I could tell you guys about, I felt like this news item was super, super important. Michelle can see the title of it. Michelle, do you think this is critical? Our listeners know.
No.
I'm going to tell you anyway. I go through lots of news to pick out the news. Royal Caribbean announced exclusive sailings in Australia with the Wiggles. That's right. You can go on a Wiggles sailing. Basically, they're going to be doing entertainment on board. All the furry characters will be there. I don't know how much the actual people, like the performers, the actual Wiggles, are on it. I can't tell by reading the article. Like, they can't be on every one of these sailings, or they're essentially like regular crew members. But it sounds like they're going to have like different parties and parade type things with the characters and meet and greets with the characters. And then like, I think maybe like embarkation day, it sounds like the dudes are actually going to be on board for these certain ones. But the fur characters are going to be on a whole bunch of them on Quantum of the Seas and Ovation of the Seas. So the main guys can't be on two ships at once. So it's just in Australia where the Wiggles are evidently still a thing.
Okay.
Our kids really didn't even watch the Wiggles.
No. Sorry. Like,
so we're talking college age kids in America were the ones that watched the Wiggles. Like 22, 23, 24 year olds were prime Wiggle age.
Now they have kids.
I don't think so. This is only in Australia. So I don't think they're looking at them. I mean, they got pictures of them like on water slides, on bumper cars. This is fantastic. I kind of want to go to Australia just for a Wiggles cruise. Who's with me?
Not me.
Okay.
I would go to Australia for, you know, a different cruise or, you know, to see Australia, but not for the Wiggles.
Not for the Wiggles. No. Boy, you draw a line there, do you? All right, let's move on to Alaska. So we're going on a 7-night cruise, June 24th in Alaska. It will be fantastic. The best weather of the season for those 7 nights. I know it. But what are we going to do while we're in Alaska, Michelle? What are we going to do? So, we are going to do several things. Where are we going? First stop is, well, we have a day at sea, and then we go to Icy Strait. No, we go to the...
How about we start in Vancouver?
Start in Vancouver.
That's where we're departing from.
What are we doing in Vancouver?
Well, we're going to take a train from Seattle.
Yes.
That's the plan.
Yeah. Why are we doing that?
We are going to Seattle because we're Seattle Sounders fans, uh-huh. And there is a Seattle Sounders game. We haven't seen one in their stadium.
We've never watched them in Seattle. It's weird.
So we're going to do that, and then we're going to take a train up.
Good old Amtrak.
To Vancouver.
Last time we took Amtrak, what did we say after we got off Amtrak?
No more.
We would never do Amtrak again.
But then we did trains in Europe, which weren't much better, and I did that, and I said I'd never do it again, and here we are again. So it's cheaper than flights.
Yeah,
a lot cheaper than flights. And I don't want to drive, so...
Yes. So here we are taking Amtrak, but we're going in the morning instead of the evening, so I'm hoping that's better.
Yeah.
Should at least start on time.
Well.
Eh, okay.
Just because you said that, we're going to knock on some wood here. And
all right. So then we have Vancouver. We don't have anything big planned for Vancouver. We've been there before. We did the big suspension bridge thing. It's the big tourist attraction, tourist trap of Vancouver. There's also Stanley Park. We might go venture in that. There's Canada Place where you can do the Soarin' over Canada. For like $20, you can do Soarin', basically. But Canada, we might do that. We need to book a hotel, though, Michelle.
Yes. With the kids' activities as they get older, we are still like maneuvering everything, and like everything keeps shifting. But now we've paid in full, and so this is our vacation. And the kids are just stuck if something comes up.
Yeah.
So...
So in Vancouver, there's a couple different things to see. You can take day trips up to Whistler even, or You know, they also have a soccer team. Canadian football won't quite be started yet when we're there, but if you're going in July, you can take in a CFL game if they're in town. It's a neat city. Their Chinatown is really, really neat to go check out too. And don't forget to get a Tim Hortons. And, you know, when you go and you order donut holes, as normal people call them, call them munchkins just to see Canadians get angry. It's the only way to do it.
Doug does all the donut shopping. One, I don't eat the donuts. And two, it's
no,
his
you
thing.
Can't.
So,
do you know how many gluten?
Trust him that.
Do you know how many gluten-free things there are on the Tim Hortons
zero.
Menu? Yeah, there's nothing you can eat there. Just like Dunkin' Donuts, they're the same thing. I know it, Canada. Quit lying to us. Anyway, yeah. So then we'll get on the ship. We'll have a day at sea, and then we'll end up, I believe, doing our Glacier Day first, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So Glacier Day, there is one excursion. You get on a little boat for like $300 and you
It's more than that.
I think it's only like $300.
It's more than that. But it's usually booked by the time Concierge and Platinum get through.
That
maybe Gold.
Ours was booked before Platinum got there. The Pearl people got it.
Okay.
$309.
Okay, fine.
Yes. So $309 according to the internet.
So we didn't want to, I mean, sure, we'd love
Zero
to do that
desire.
Sometime, but I think I would love that sometime. But I would honestly love to be on board, characters, top deck, seeing the beautiful scenery.
Yeah.
So.
It's amazing. You get to see the glacier while you're in line for the characters.
Yeah. And like, then beautiful backdrops for the characters. They're not, you know, cheesy backdrops from
inside.
Fake. No.
Unless it's raining, which it won't be, because I said that out loud.
Mm-hmm. Ah, it was like super hot when we were there last
time. I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt, and
I
threw on a sweatshirt for the pictures with the glacier behind us because it looks silly.
Yeah.
It's the only day we put on our stocking caps for the one picture. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not going to be the case in June, because
no.
That was August before. This is going to be a whole different thing. It's also going to be daylight way later on this cruise than the last one. So that's the Glacier Day. Not much else you can do excursion-wise. So let's get to Icy Strait. Icy Strait is a little like port that was purpose-built for the cruise lines. Some call it the Castaway of Alaska. Well, it's not, because it's all cruise lines use it. So Hunan is a little city nearby, town, village, really, like a couple hundred people. And so this is built away from any population. So when the ships roll in, it doesn't like flood their main street. All the things that people complain about cruising doing to their little towns, this avoids, which is genius. It has gift shops, it has restaurants, it has an excursion center where if you book an outside excursion or even through the cruise line, like a parking lot area where they meet you and pick you up. It has a walking path all the way to the little town. It's a couple miles walk, and there's like a cable cars up to the top, and lots of excursions offered in Icy Strait. Michelle, what did we book? Do you remember?
We are doing whale watching.
Oh, you remember.
I did. And we did not book through Disney.
No, we did not book this one through Disney. It's through a little mom and pop type place in the little town nearby. They pick us up, though, at the excursion center or whatever it's called, right there by the port, though. We don't have to get to the town to meet them. They come and get us. And we are doing a private whale watching. By the time I added up the price of doing 5 people to go whale watching through Disney, it became the same price as this private whale watching through this other place. And I found a couple other ones that were similarly priced. So like just through Disney, straight up whale and marine mammal cruise, right, is like $229. Times that by 5, you're getting up by $1,000, roughly, give or take. Our private one was up around $1,000. Excursions in Alaska, if I haven't said this before, are really expensive. In Greece, we managed to take 7 people from the ship into Athens, into the Acropolis, into museums, into another thing, and then stop at like 20 other places for $700. So Greece is cheaper than Alaska. Rome is a little bit cheaper depending on what you're doing, but like London and Paris, more expensive than Alaska, if you're looking for comparisons. But there's like the world's longest or largest zip line.
Largest, because the longest is somewhere else.
I don't understand what makes it larger. Like the seat you sit in? Like how is a zip line not just measured in length? I don't know. Maybe it's because there's like six of them next to each other all at once. And it's like loud, you hear it coming. But there's a lot of different hikes and different things. Seafood bakes, all the salmon you can eat. A little totem pole painting class. There's a cultural dance, which is included in a lot of the different things. Gondolas to the mountaintop. But like the gondola to the mountaintop alone is $54. So you're paying for everything. Drum making, tribal dance, backcountry jeep adventure. All those sort of things. So, and a ropes course, which our family has vowed to never do a ropes course again.
Nope. Not with the kids anyway.
They were pretty young when we did that. Like, so I think it'd be fine now, but people were traumatized.
Yeah.
I was not one of them. Which
I was traumatized because of the people behind us. So it wasn't necessarily like, I wasn't mad at the kids. I was just, yeah, that was in Utah.
Yeah. So Icy Strait, we're doing whale watching. The whale watching at Icy Strait is supposed to be extra special because they do something special with eating there. I don't know. I haven't been. I'll let you know at the end of the summer. All right. So our next stop is Juneau, Alaska, the capital of Alaska, which can only be reached by plane or boat. So we're going by boat. Yeah. Juneau has lots and lots and lots of options. One reason there's lots of options because there's a glacier not too far from town, the Mendenhall Glacier. And you can do everything from like just a cheap little tour of town all the way out to getting in a helicopter, flying and landing on a glacier, and then going with sled dogs. And, you know, the fancier it gets, the more expensive it gets. Like helicopter glacier trek. Michelle, does that look like something you want to do in that picture?
No.
Yeah, but for $600, you can go walk on a glacier, right? And there's gold mining and other like river cruises and all kinds of things, but a lot of things center around the Mendenhall Glacier, as it should. And so we're going to do something that is centered around the Mendenhall Glacier. And Michelle, what did I don't know if I talked you into it or just said, this is what we're doing.
Well, we're going to kayak. Have I ever kayaked before? No. What could go wrong in freezing cold water?
Have I ever kayaked?
Really?
I mean, other than like for 10 minutes in our lake. So
Alden's the only one that's kayaked before?
Yeah.
Wow. This is...
It says you didn't have to.
Check back in, you know, July and see how we did. But
the stories will be great.
Yeah, the pictures look amazing. Getting up close to it is so there's what I want. So
several different kayaking things or canoeing things in Mendenhall Lake, which is the lake where the glacier melts into. One of those is a special permitted thing by the National Park Service that there's only so many a day. And that's the one we're doing because you paddle past icebergs up towards the glacier. Now, you're not going to get close to the glacier and touch it because you don't know when it's going to calve. And if you don't know what calving is, well, we should use that as a word of the day.
Yeah, we should have.
Future, yeah. Yep. What should we tell them what calving is if they don't know?
Sure. Go for it.
I have to define
it. Yeah, I don't have it looked
up. It's when the glacier, like, some of it crumbles into the water, when it falls apart, which when you're, you know, a long ways away looking at it, it's pretty. But I imagine if you're right next to it, you could die. It's big, heavy chunks of ice. And then there's, like, a huge wave. Like, it could be death in a kayak. So you don't get that close. But you get pretty darn close.
Thanks for the reassurance there.
You're welcome. So that's what we're doing. We're kayaking in the lake, and this will be the most expensive excursion we ever take. Or at least we've ever done. And, I mean, we've been on two European cruises where you're not near the port city, and we've gone and looked at the Vatican with a private guide. And this kayaking costs more than a private guide to the Vatican and Colosseum.
Yeah, so check back in July to see if it's worth it.
Yeah, that's the key. All right, anything else Juneau-wise you want to talk about, Michelle? I think
we covered it.
It is one where you can be fairly cheap, though. You can get the cheap bus from the port to the National Park by Mendenhall Glacier and just hike around and get some stunning, amazing views. Because that was what I was debating. Either the really expensive kayaking thing or on the cheap and hike and get just amazing photos of it. We're not going to be able to take amazing photos of the glacier from our kayaks. Our phones are going to be in the little waterproof things like we snorkel with. One review I watched, somebody said, my phone died because I didn't think it would get splashed. Hmm. Like your kayaking lady. Yeah. All right. Shall we move on?
Yep.
Ketchikan. This is the salmon capital of the world. And we've been here before on our last Disney, or Disney 5-night Alaskan cruise. What did we do last time, Michelle?
We did a private seaplane.
Yes.
And we went to the fjord and just a tour all around that area. It was beautiful views. Misty Fjords. Yeah.
Misty Fjords National Monument by private seaplane. We did that through a third party. And I will tell you why. Because looking at the price, if you do that through Disney, that's a typo, right, Michelle?
I think this is private, no?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we had our own plane. But I guess, know. I don't know. It says it's $5,399. But, so that's not a typo because it happens more than once. But
10 people, though.
10 people.
You can only fit 6 in ours. So we had a smaller plane.
But the float planes are awesome. They're very cool. But, you know, they don't come without risk. They do randomly have accidents once every other summer or something. You do hear about that, unfortunately.
Yeah, and fair warning, Claire, we have a nosebleeder in the family. Claire's nose, she was, I don't know, what was she, 6?
2017.
She was probably 8.
Yeah, 8.
Yeah, about 8. Anyway, her nose just randomly just started gushing because of the altitude. So that was fun.
Yeah, and it was really dry, which is weird, in a rainforest. But we had really weird weather. So there's...
We're not doing that this time, obviously.
No. And because we're spending all our money on a kayak, which actually, the more I say it, sounds like work. I just sat in the airplane. Okay, anyway. The non-private ones are like $300 to $400 for airplanes. Like, just FYI. And there was so many helicopters and planes in Juneau. Your options are crazy. And Ketchikan has a gazillion options, too. And you want to go catch crabs and then eat the crabs? You can do that. You want to go fish and eat the fish? You can do that. You want to go zip line through a forest? You can do that. You want to go on a little boat ride along the coast? You can do that, which I think is weird because that's what you're doing all the time. Like, you're already on a boat on the coast. But I guess that's what we're doing with our whale-watching thing. But there's so many options in Alaska. That's really cool. But we're going to do the Lumberjack show that's exclusive to Disney, which might be the most cliche thing we could probably be doing, Michelle. Right?
Sure.
Here's one where you get the Lumberjack show with a family fun activity. It looks like an arts and crafts session. Like, there's like 7 different versions of how to book the Lumberjack show through Disney. You can book it without the Disney characters. You can book it with the Disney characters. You can book it where you get to throw axes at the end. You can get it where you get seafood dinner at the end. So all kinds of crazy things. We're going to do the one that is exclusive to Disney so that we can see Goofy chop down a tree. I don't know what happens, but I'm going to find out. And then in addition to that, Michelle and Alden are probably going to do something different, aren't you?
Yep. So Alden has taken up the hobby of photography lately. And
yes, shout out to Instagram at Shots by Alden.
Shot by Alden.
Shot by Alden. Yes, not shots.
Yeah.
That's something different.
Yeah. So
Shot by
Alden. So anyway, he likes nature photography. He likes
sports photography.
Yeah, he likes lots of photography. So I don't think the lumberjack thing is really interesting to him. And so we are going to do a photo safari that kind of starts out at Creek Street.
Yeah.
And then kind of just goes everywhere.
You get
everywhere.
In a van and drive around and have an experienced photographer with you.
Yeah. So they'll maybe teach him some tips. I don't know. I'll use my phone. He'll use the good camera.
My money's on your pictures are better.
Probably.
Because you just... your phone auto, has the technology to just make it better. But yeah, so we're going to split up and do two different things, which we've never really done before, have we?
I don't think so.
I don't think we've debated maybe on it before.
Castaway,
but that's different. Yeah. Splitting up on Castaway. Like, I've gone snorkeling while you haven't. But like, you're going to be off the ship doing your own thing. I'm going to be with the girls doing our own thing. And yeah, I think it will be fun. I think we'll both have a good time. I think the girls will enjoy the Lumberjack show because I think it's funny and high energy and entertaining. And there'll be giggles abound.
Okay.
I think we'll have plenty of jokes to share afterwards, too.
Okay. We'll check back. We'll see which one's better.
I think I don't want to go on a photo safari, so I can tell you that. I mean, it's just, this is towards the end of our trip. And, like, I remember when we were in Yellowstone driving around, and, like, there's just, you know, geysers and steam vents and stuff. And, like, the last day we were driving through Yellowstone, like, guys, this is the last time we're going to see. And they're like, Like, I think by this point of the trip, they're going to be like, oh, there's another whale. Oh, there's a bald eagle. Oh, look at that mountain and waterfall. Right? Like, you'll have beautiful nature fatigue. It's a thing. Right? So I think mixing up doing something totally different at this point will be a good route to go.
Yeah. It sounds way more interesting for Alden and I to do the thing that we are going to do. And you, like, it just sounds like what each other
ours
wants to do.
Ours is cheap and simple.
Right.
And we can get back on the ship, or we could go for a walk down Creek Street or something like that. Yeah. We might go find some fudge. I don't know. Without you telling us no.
I don't tell you no. Ever.
You do, too. All right. Anyway, that's our plan for Ketchikan. Yeah. I think it will be neat. We'll go look at totem poles after we watch people chop down trees. There's a hovercraft. I kind of thought about doing the hovercraft, but it's like up near the same price as the kayak.
You can also go to the national park thing there.
We did that.
I know. It's just telling people they could.
Well, we don't have a fourth grader anymore, so we'd have to pay.
Yeah.
So if you have a fourth grader, you get in national parks for free. There's a Find My Park, Find Your Park. Google it. Fourth grade national parks free.
Yeah.
So it's a great program that President Obama started way back, and then they haven't gotten rid of it. So it's still
going. We've taken full advantage of it with every fourth grader we've had.
It's either supposed to be before or after or during their fourth grade year. We've done both sides of fourth grade. So we had like 6 years in a row where we did all kinds of national monuments like Devil's Tower. We did Yellowstone, Rocky Mountain National, Moab, or not Moab, that's not a park, that's a city. Arches, Grand Canyon, Zion, Bryce Canyon. I'm missing a whole bunch, but you can work up here, and Ketchikan has an off, like, right by the port. There's a little museum, and it's really pretty neat. Kids can even do a junior ranger badge if you're into junior ranger badges. I know that's a big thing for some people. Not for our kids, though.
It was, like, the first year.
Jewel Cave up in South Dakota, they're all excited about it. And then I think Devil's Tower, like, oh, this is cool. And then we did one at Mount Rushmore, and they're like, oh, another one? Yeah. So, there you go. You can use your national park stuff right there in Ketchikan, too. They have a pretty neat little museum, and it literally steps off of the ship.
Yeah.
Right there. So, all right. We don't go to Skagway, but I just want to mention real quick, because it's like every other cruise goes to Icy Strait or Skagway. And Skagway, the big ticket item there is the train. Right, Michelle?
Yeah.
You hear about the train. That's like the, oh, you got to do the train. And lots of people do the train. So go for it. We haven't done the train. We'd love to have done the train. There's also a salmon bake with characters in Skagway.
Yeah.
Michelle is really, really
torn
up about this.
I tried really hard to get to Skagway, and we just couldn't make it work with our schedule.
Because it's like every other week.
Yeah.
Kind of like how the Caribbean cruises go east-west.
There's two cruises we could do. We actually booked one in July 1st, then we ended up moving it to June, but both were Icy Strait Point.
Yeah, so. Crazy, kind of. But yeah, the character salmon bake was like Michelle's dream Alaskan excursion, because she's got weird dreams.
I wouldn't eat the salmon.
Yes, you would. You've had salmon before.
No.
It's very tasty.
No, I do not like salmon.
Wow, we're going the wrong place. Why are we going to Alaska then?
Because
if you don't
like
salmon,
I can eat on the Disney cruise. I don't have to eat fish
or crab
or any seafood.
Wow. Okay, I see all the food I eat. Anywho, that's Alaska in a nutshell. That's kind of how we picked our things. So we got our private boat of just the five of us in Icy Strait to go look at whales. And then we got our kayaking. Wish us luck. We should start training for that. I don't know how to train for a kayak, but
I'm hoping it's just so smooth that I don't have to train.
Well, it's like a glacial lake.
Yeah, so I should
be
fine.
I've never seen a wave on a glacial lake. Have you?
No, I've just seen kayaking in like the Bahamas. And
that's in the ocean.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
we're
not going to be in the ocean.
No.
There was kayaking at Icy Strait. That looked like, oh, there's waves there.
No, thank you.
Yeah. And then in Ketchikan, we're splitting up. Going to go photo safari with a small group. It says up to 10 people. And then our lumberjack show, which I think will be fantastic, and we'll laugh and have a good old time. One thing about the kayaking, it does say it's in groups of six per guide, and I think there's only two groups. And so, like, I don't know what the odds are that we'll end up with a sixth person. So it'll be interesting.
Maybe the guide will go in the same kayak as one of the kids then.
whoever our spare person is. Because, like, as of right now, I'm probably kayaking with a stranger. Is my guess. You're probably with Claire. Or would you rather go with a stranger? You're going to eyeball them and be like, yeah, I'm going with you instead of my husband.
I don't know. It will depend.
Leave me with Claire?
Well, I might send one of my kids with the stranger.
Depending.
Because, yeah, they might do better with them.
If the guide has an empty spot, I think they're in like a single seat one, though.
Right.
But if they end up in one, like, they should take Claire because Claire turtles. We're mostly worried
about Claire. It's been a long time since she turtled. That was like 2016.
16, yeah. Oh, did she turtle? We went whitewater rafting on the Yellowstone River, and Claire just like ducked and covered in the middle of the raft the entire time. Meanwhile, the guy's like, yeah, the nickname for the Yellowstone is the Mellowstone. Like, yeah, but to Claire, it was impending doom.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no whitewater rafting on any of these, but I did find some through some private guides, but it didn't look all that great.
It'd be cold.
It would take your whole day, too. Yeah, hard pass. It was cold enough in Yellowstone in July.
Right.
So I don't need to do it in June in Alaska. So super excited now that we have all these things booked. I'm really excited. We're getting close to our check-in date to see what our boarding group is. It's in May. Oh, we're not that close.
We're not even close. It's just now April. Okay.
Well, anywho. Thank you for listening. If you want to follow us on social media, you can find us at Rope Drop on Deck on all of the things, except...
No TikTok.
No TikTok, nor will there be TikTok.
No. We should probably just quit saying that because, like, no.
But people need to know we don't have TikTok.
I think they can figure that out when they search for us.
Why make them do all that work? What if there's a fake Rope Drop on Deck out there on TikTok?
They need to know. Nobody wants to be associated with us.
We should probably at least claim the name, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, moving on. Let us know what your Alaskan plans are or what we are planning incorrectly. Let me also know if you're going to fly down to Australia for a Wiggles cruise, because that's a thing. All right.
And if you want to book a cruise, you can contact me, Michelle, at touringandcruises.com. I'd be happy to help you with Royal, Norwegian, Disney, Celebrity, Holland America, Princess.
There you go.
And the list kind of goes on.
And similar to TikTok, Carnival. Not Carnival.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They start on fire. So.
Not always.
Not always. All right. Anywho, I digress. Thank you for joining us on Rope Drop on Deck.